You're listening to the Professional Brotherhood Podcast, because when the alarm sounds, nobody cares if you're career or volunteer. Hey, good morning, everyone. What's up? So I had a thought today, and I typically have my better thoughts when I'm driving. So I'm noticing this trend of firefighter fitness, which is a phenomenal trend, right? But I'm noticing a trend of working out in our turnout gear. And here's the thought that popped into my head. So there's two big topics, right, nationwide right now: firefighter fitness, which we talk about here often, and firefighter cancer. Right. And when we talk about firefighter cancer, we talk a lot about decon and cleaning our gear and cleaning our equipment and clean cabs and all this different stuff. So here's my thought, and some of you probably already know where I'm going with this. How many of those firefighters that are jumping on this trend of working out in their turnout gear, whether it be hopping on an assault bike or a rower or, you know, dragging shit around the firehouse, whatever it may be, is actually making sure that the turnout gear that they're working out in is clean before they're putting it on to work out? Because, look, I'm no scientist, and I'm definitely not an expert in either topic, but it would seem to me that if you're gonna put on gear that's not clean and then sweat, i.e. opening up your pores and giving your body the ability to absorb those toxins in that gear, that this probably isn't a very smart combination. So what's the answer? Second set of turnout gear to work out in? Make sure your turnout gear is clean before you work out. Curious to hear your thoughts. Have a great day.